A husband and wife from Port Townsend, Washington are on their way home after being expelled from Guatemala. The Washingtonians and several other international activists narrowly avoided arrest during a maritime abortion rights protest. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Marilee Nyland Evans and her husband Daniel volunteered to go to Guatemala aboard a 36-foot sailboat run by an activist group named Women on Waves. The Dutch-based group sails to countries with restrictive abortion laws to offer free abortions at sea. Abortion is illegal in Guatemala, except to save the life of the mother. At the Pacific port of Quetzal last week, the ship's crew advertised they would take women up to 10 weeks pregnant out to international waters. There they could provide abortion pills to end unwanted pregnancies by inducing a miscarriage. This did not sit well with the government and military.
A una reunión para ofrecer este tipo de servicios, de realizar los abortos.
Guatemala's Deputy Minister of the Navy, Eric Sanchez, there, describing how the activists allegedly entered the country under false pretenses. A four-day standoff involving the international crew, Guatemalan military and police, lawyers and local protesters ended with the expulsion under Navy escort of the self-described abortion ship. Women on Waves says they got dozens of calls from potential patients last week, but never had the chance to dispense any pills. The Evanses checked in from Atlanta Thursday afternoon during a roundabout journey home via Mexico to Western Washington. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.